Victorian healthcare workers are bracing for a likely spike in hospitalisations for COVID-19 as the state re-enters lockdown to contain what the Premier says is an unsustainably high number of new cases. While experts say reimposing restrictions will help bring numbers under control, that it's an important reminder the pandemic threat is far from over. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
After months of hard work as the director of one of the largest intensive care units in the country at Melbourne's Alfred Hospital, Associate Professor Stephen McLaughlin had just taken his first holiday of the year with his family before it was cut short. He arrived home last night.
Yes, we'd already made a decision to come back from holidays a little bit early because things were a bit busy.
Very busy, in fact. But he's not complaining. As Victoria experiences its largest single daily increase in COVID-19 cases and Metropolitan Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire go into lockdown, he's needed back at work.
Look, it's been pretty consistent around Australia and around the world that up to 5% of cases that get unwell with coronavirus and get detected end up needing intensive care. So there's 9 cases in Victoria at the moment in intensive care on the background of all the cases that have been found in the last 2 weeks. So I think it has unfortunately proven to be consistently the case that if patients get coronavirus and start to become unwell, a certain proportion of them will need intensive care.
While he's preparing for coronavirus cases to come into the ICU, Stephen McLaughlin hopes the lockdown prevents that.
We got to look after some patients earlier in the year, which has given us some insights to just how tough a disease this is. Many of the patients that came to intensive care needed to be put onto ventilators and had quite prolonged stays in intensive care. So I guess our job is to be ready for the community if patients need intensive care, but I guess the best thing would be that people don't need intensive care.
Nurses too are bracing for what may come.
Oh, very much so. I think the next 2 weeks, potentially, we will see some awful numbers.
Lisa Fitzpatrick is the president of the Victorian branch of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation.
I'm not a public health expert, and I certainly don't hold myself out to be one, but I think just the way that this virus is so terribly infectious, I would expect that we won't see the benefit of the lockdown, which starts at 11:59 tonight. We won't see the benefit of that for a number of weeks.
While it's yet to be seen how many cases end up in hospital, Deakin University's Chair in Epidemiology, Professor Catherine Bennett, says the shutdowns are necessary to ensure the health system doesn't become overwhelmed.
We're probably not quite so worried about hospitals at the moment if we can keep on top of this, but if it gets beyond the contact traces and the cases do start to escalate, then you could quite quickly see an impact on our hospitals and worse on our ICUs if this got out of hand.
While Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is urging people not to become complacent, Professor Bennett says the historically low flu rate this winter shows that Australians are social distancing. More than anything, she says the coronavirus outbreak in Victoria should serve as a warning to other states of just how easily the virus can spread.
It shows that the other states aren't protected from this by looking at their COVID numbers, you know, because Victoria, by all measures, was doing quite well. Sure, there were the odd people and situations that where things didn't work as well. But the real challenge for us was when this virus got into really well-connected workplaces or communities, and that's what we saw in the towers recently, that this can take off so quickly. There's still virus in the community in most states. So, you know, it just tells us that it's there, it's in low numbers, but waiting for that, you know, moment where it can just hit the right set of circumstances and fly.
That's Deakin University's Professor Catherine Bennett, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.